I was an automobile mechanic in dealerships for 31 years. I fixed your cars. I was an aircraft mechanic in the military. And now we've been evangelists for 23 years, so I've had a busy life. Amen? And I've got all the scars on my hands and arms to prove it.
A bus mechanic.
Yeah. Anyway, my great-grandson pulls out his little Hot Wheel car, and he starts making all the noises of engines and pushing his little car all around the table and things. And it was so reminiscent of when I was a kid. When I was a child, I loved doing the things that I see him doing. I mean, I could pretend I was doing everything in the world, from flying airplanes to driving trucks. I grabbed my sister's tricycle, turned it over, then made a steering wheel out of one of the back tires and shoved sticks in the ground, shifting cars and trucks and everything. My dad was a country music musician and a truck driver, threw Elvis off the stage in New Orleans out that day. Goes way back. But I'm grateful that I have such a background, because God uses everything in your background and in ours to bring you to a place to where you're going to be used by God. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
So of all of the backgrounds that I have in mechanics, it turned us into being able to be out on the road and not be a burden to the churches. But a lot of those years growing up, I call it the pretend years, where we're able to pretend we were doing something or be someone else. Then the reality of life kind of strikes us, and then we find out that life really is real after all. And don't you wish we could go back to being pretends again? Amen? Turn with me, let's get our scripture to the book of John, St. John. Chapter 4. St. John chapter 4. If you are there and you don't mind, and I'm kind of funny and old-fashioned, can we stand as we read the word? If it hurts, remain seated. John 4, verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Father, thank you for this word. Not only is a lamp unto our feet, but Lord, it is how we share the gospel. The good news that Jesus Christ truly is the Son of God, and they that worship you worship him, Lord, in the reality of the Holy Spirit of God. Thank you for proving to us how alive, well, and real you are. And help us to become all that we can be because of it, in Jesus' name. Thank you for blessing this time, blessing this word. Anoint my lips to preach it, and I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. When I was just a kid, I used to put together all these little model airplanes. I don't even know if you can still get them anymore. Plastic things that you glue together. And I'd get glue all over everything, including me. But amazing how we would take all the things that were either in a small scale or something that didn't really matter and try to make it into something that it was. And I'd get frustrated and push the little model airplane out of the way and go out in the backyard and play. I worry about young people nowadays because it looks like they don't do that anymore. They have this thing here. I have one of them. I use it a lot. But I don't understand why children and young people are on that phone so much. I don't understand that. I've got other things to do other than to look at someone else's truth. Any of the news that we see of this and that television that we have is someone else's idea of what's true. And we have to kind of sort through what is true and what is not. And by living life, and especially living life for God, we have to understand what's going on in this world. Which is why the message today is so very important. In that Word of God, we can see what is going to happen in this world eventually. And we must be prepared for it. Well, how can we be prepared for it when all we see on that in the news is nothing but negative and everyone is scared? They're afraid of what the future is, and more than that, what is the truth? The truth is, this nation has never seen a war in so many years. We can only look at what goes on that television, and I hope and pray it never happens here. I've been through a war. I was in Vietnam. I've seen the things that you see for real. And it isn't anything you want to live through. But I do hope and pray that we are raising our children up in the fear and admonition of God. That is the truth. Because for so many years, the gospel has been preached that our God just loves. Well, He does. But there's so much more to our Lord that we need to dig into that Word and find out what God truly is and who He means and what He means to you and I. We don't want to constantly live a life of pretension. Pretend that God is this special thing that just happens to be there and, you know, everyone goes to heaven. It is our job to let everybody know not everyone is going to go to heaven. It is our job to tell you what it takes to get there. First, we must be born again. As Nicodemus came to Jesus and said, "What must I do to have this everlasting life?" He said, "You have to be born again." What does that mean? You know how it was for you. I was raised a Catholic. Now, that only means that I had a drug problem. My mom drugged me to church once a year, whether I needed it or not. And I needed it because I was just a kid. But I didn't have a real experience with God. How can you when you go to church and you have no idea what's going on? So what you do is what everyone else does. You look around and people stand and they sit. Then they kneel, they stand. And to make it even worse, the church service was done in Latin. And I can't speak Latin. So I wonder, how does anyone get anything out of this? Well, I didn't. So I grew up as a young adult and an adult not believing in God. Until something happened that was real. Somewhere along the line, someone prayed, or when I was a young child, I must have said a word that God heard and decided He looked inside of my heart and my mind and my soul. And He wanted me to be with Him. Because I had a real experience with God. A powerful experience in my own home. It wasn't even in church. I told you, I wasn't a believer. But this real experience got a hold of my body and my mind to where there was no denying that God Almighty was alive and well. And this Jesus that we speak and preach and sing about touched me in a special way and rendered me helpless on the floor. And He spoke these words to my mind that I will never forget. "All men bow before Me." We all will worship at the feet of Jesus. And as He told the lady at the well, the Father and God is looking for someone who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. What's the truth? Is it something we're going to read or hear about? Or is it some real experience that you've had called being born again? That's what it's going to take. From that point on, you're going to worship God because you're going to know for sure that He is alive and well. Asking Him into your life and to become a part of what you are and what you're being is vital. It's not only important, but we must learn of Him. By knowing this same Holy Spirit has drawn you into His presence. And then you have to say yes. Is it frightening? It wasn't for me. It was power. Awesome power that our God possesses. That touched my body and my mind and my soul in such a way that it caused me to know, not just believe, know that God is alive. Wow, man, what a change. What a transformation to know that this power can exist out there somewhere as well as right here in the world and on earth. Lord, how do you ever hold all of this together? Well, it's explained once you've had that real born-again experience. You just know. That's how God speaks to us and lets us know. You just know in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. Man, this thing is real. Now, church, that's what we need today. We need another reassurance because of what we're seeing on that television and what we've been reading and taught about and preached to for so many years. What if this could be the very last days this world exists as you know it? I hope and pray none of us have to go through a war. I hope that World War III is way behind me and I'm home in heaven. But for those that have to go through it, you need to be prepared. Prepare your children by teaching them and telling them the truth. And the truth is, we must be born again. Tell them about God. Raise up a child in the way that they must go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. I've seen that. And I've seen it happen. But don't wait until you're an old person to come back from being out in the world for so long. This life is worth living. So why want to go from a Christian life to kicking and screaming, pushing back away from the way you've been raised just to go out and make a mess of your body, ruin your health? And then come back to mom and dad or grandma and grandpa and say, would you help me, please? I hope that doesn't happen. We see it happen all the time. We truly must know the ways of our God. His ways are not our ways, but His word will endure forever. And when we think of all the blessings that wait for you and I, can you possibly imagine what heaven is going to be like? I can't. I've had the Lord give me a few just glimpses of what our home in heaven could possibly be. That. Can you believe it? What all He would show me was the threshold of my home. It was about as wide as between here, 2 feet or more across this way. It was made out of pure white marble with brown swirls in it. And all around the edges of this threshold was solid gold leaf designs. And my new name was written right in the middle of it. I couldn't pronounce it if I tried. If that's just the threshold, imagine what that beautiful place must look like. Now, you need to understand, there isn't just some cottage waiting for you up there. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If we were to try and define that word, and I've heard it preached, well, I don't think it's anything wonderful. It's probably some cottage-like looking thing. Man, what a letdown. I want to go where there's a beautiful mansion waiting for me, don't you, brother? I want to see a home that is magnificent. I want to walk into a place that is holy and pure. The air smells like such a fragrance of a flower garden. So go with me for just a moment. What is heaven? And what could be waiting for you and I? It's where God Almighty dwells along with the Son of God. It is a place of perfection where there is no nasty anything going on. Where people there have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and they have been tried, tested, and proven to be true. A true blue believer. It's there where you and I will walk into a place where there must be a magnificent garden everywhere you must go. Whatever you walk there on is going to be streets made out of pure gold. It's translucent. You can see through the gold. It is so pure. There's a stream of living water that's absolutely pure. There's a tree of life planted on both sides of this river. It's there where you and I will go and pull that tree clean of fruit that bears 12 manners of fruit every month. If you're sick, you pull the leaves off, have a few leaves, and you're healed. Or you stand in the presence of God and say, Lord, I worship you for allowing me to be here. There's no more sun. There's no heat. There's the glory of God that lights this new earth. There's a city called New Jerusalem that's 1,500 miles conformed in a cube. Who knows what that could possibly look like? But just to know that and to have the experience of being born again is not only a down payment, but my salvation is secure because I've accepted the Lord and asked Him to be my Savior. Living for God is not that hard. We just have to remind ourselves what it's like where hell is. Oh, you mean there's really a place called hell? The Bible says there is, and boy, I sure don't want to go there. I've been burned too many times. You think I want to go to a place where I'm a roast forever? I don't think so. But it's only a place reserved for the devil and those that have been so disobedient to God. But between here and where God is going to be, there's still enough time in the last few seconds to ask the Lord to forgive us of all of our sins, wrongdoing, correct our thoughts, have them line up, Lord, to what is perfect, and that is you. Help us to hang on literally to the truth, Lord, and not some fantasy. The real things that I know of God are the same real things that you've got to know also. It keeps us holding on. It keeps us coming back. And I'm so grateful that Jesus proved to me that He is alive and well. Maybe you're here this morning and you'd like to reassure yourself of that. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit of God to touch your body and remind you of the time that you said yes to Jesus. And you had a real born-again experience. From that point on, there's a reason why you are here today. And I'm grateful that you said yes to the tugging of the Holy Spirit. I think I want to go to church. Let's see what goes on there. Something holy, pure, and clean. That's reassuring. Put back the confidence that we have in God, that He's going to get us through these very difficult times and days. Who knows what lies ahead? We no longer live in a country that we grew up in. The enemy of our soul has got a hold of enough people to change that. From a place where we were not only free to worship, free to call mom and dad, mom and dad. How many homes anymore don't have a mother and a father? Maybe just a mother trying to raise a young man. That's difficult. But we can turn that around. We can start living by what the Word tells us to. And we can do the right thing. Let's make that commitment all over again. Lord, I'm going to serve you no matter what happens. I'm going to stay with my family no matter what happens. I'm going to be a man of God no matter what happens. And it takes that commitment to bring the power and the blessing back into your life. Amen? Are you here this morning with your heads bowed and your eyes closed? Lord, that's me. I want to recommit my life to you and know that you haven't changed, but I have. I want to come running back to you, Lord, and say, forgive me because I made a mess of my life. Or maybe you're here this morning, you're not even sure that you're a Christian. You want to say, Jesus, I hear those words and I want to have that real wonderful experience. I want to know that you're alive and well. Help me, Lord, because all it takes, if that's you, is a touch from heaven. And you believe, amen? Experience the awesome power of our God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Can you stand with me in the presence of God? In the coming days, I believe there's going to be even more difficult times. And it's going to be good to know that we can come here while we still can. This is the sanctuary, a place of refuge, a place where we can re-tank up, if you will, with the power of God. The blessings are still here. His presence is still here. And if you've made that commitment, you've remade that commitment, you say, I need some special prayer. I need some real touch of the Master's hand. In just a minute, we're going to ask you to come forward. We're going to anoint you with oil and pray for you and believe God for that touch that you need. Maybe you're here this morning, you've never really made that commitment. You've never really said, Jesus, if you're alive, I want you to come and tell me. Come and let me feel something. I asked the pastor when the first week that I was saved, how do I talk to God? You know what he told me? He said, how are you talking to me? I said, what? He said, yeah, you just talk to the Lord just like you're talking to me. And if that isn't enough, he said, just speak in your mind because he knows your thoughts. That is scary. If he knows what you're thinking, and he does. That's the awesome God I know. If you're here this morning, you need special prayer for any reason. You need that real experience. You need a touch. You need a healing. You need to know that God's alive and well. We're going to wait here for just a few minutes. Going to ask Brother Dave to come here and pray with you and me.